This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen, along with the gentleman responsible for the Forbidden Doctor website. It sounds fascinating, doesn't it? Almost like you would be going to the dark side.
Mm. Right? Well, some people consider it the dark side.
Well, it is.
The pharmaceutical industry does.
Yeah, they do. And you're a quack, so that's how it works. Dr. Jack Stockwell is a board-certified NUCA chiropractor. No quackery involved in that. Also, one of America's most certified or certifiable GAPS practitioners. It all starts in the gut. And so that's a good way for us to introduce Linum B6, which is the supplement of the week. We talk every week. We take one of the many. There are, what, hundreds of these supplements that come from standard process? So many of them, page after page after page. So our spotlight this week in supplement health is Linum B. And I've always wondered, I have some of it, but I never really knew. Sometimes your wife Mary will say, you got to take this, and I just take it. But I don't know why. So why would one need Linum B6 from standard process?
Well, it is alpha-linolenic acid. It's a precursor of EPA and DHA. It's an essential fatty acid that you cannot, your body will not make it. It has to come in through the diet. Right. And one of its most practical uses is with women who have thinning hair. In fact, I don't think I've ever seen this fail because it empowers the follicles in the head to come back to life.
Why do you say women? Why only women?
Well, men who have thinning hair, usually it's because of a testosterone thing. And this doesn't really work with that. If there's a testosterone DHT, dihydrotestosterone, if there's a problem with that with men and they get the male pattern baldness, this doesn't really work with that. But this does work with women who, start, and I've seen women in their late 20s start losing hair. And they notice it because it's on the floor of the shower or it's in the bathroom sink. Or it starts loading up on a brush when it wasn't before. It's because the follicles of the hair are sick and are in trouble. So one of the most powerful things about this Linum B6, spelled just like at L-I-N-U-M, is that it revitalizes the follicles, the hair follicles. I've seen women in just a few short months, by taking only four of these a day, literally grow a new head of hair.
So what about men who are in touch with their feminine side?
there's a lot of guys who, especially guys who spend a lot of time in the sun, they don't necessarily cover their heads as often as they should. It's pretty effective for that as well because it's a great tonic for the skin. But not only does it promote skin health, it's very good for cognitive function because half of the oil in this is a flaxseed oil. Half of the oil in here is what's known as alpha-linolenic acid. That essential fatty acid becomes EPA and DHA, upon which the heart and the brain rely heavily for healthy activity.
All right. So let me ask you. There's a the feeling is that the people of color have different hair follicles or their hair, their skin is different. I noticed that there's a focus on multicultural hair products this week in a couple of different news stories, and that made me think about the difference in the context of the skin and the hair itself. And one wonders, as we're talking about Linum B, does it have the same impact on people who are dark-skinned as it does on people who are light-skinned?
Yes, it does. It does, but one of the things, most of African-American or the Hispanic-American, genetically they come from climates that are much more tropical.
Yep.
And from diets that are quite a bit different than what you'd consider the American diet, even though someone of African descent could be here in America for 3, 4, 5, 6 generations now, they still have thousands of generations. Prior to that, they created the genetic structure under the skin, which is why African Americans, Hispanic Americans, Asian Americans do not show their age nearly as much as Caucasian Americans.
No lines, they have fewer lines.
Yes.
And they kind of tell, oh, wow.
Because they flat out have healthier skin.
Hmm.
They have better fat layers underneath the skin. Even if they're very thin, they still have more fat layers under the skin than people from Northern Europe. And as a result, it keeps the skin much healthier. And I have people of all races that I take care of, and it just never amazes me. I can take care of an Asian woman or a black woman or a Hispanic woman in their 60s, and they look like they're in their 40s or younger.
Yep.
Because the absence of the wrinkles and just the healthy glow of the skin itself.
Yep.
Especially if they're eating diets traditional to their genetic history.
Wow, that's a thoughtful, isn't it, huh?
Yeah.
Linum B, though, that was the question I had about how they both how it would work for both types of skin. All right, so there's that, and the situation with this being National Hydration Week. Something else I want to concentrate on with you for a moment or two, because of the importance of living healthy life with water, how we get our best water. What do you use? Your house is up on the hill. That's got well water, I'm guessing, up there, right? Where you live?
No. I wish it was well water. It's water that's pumped up from the valley to big tanks up above us that are gravity fed into our water system. But I don't drink tap water.
No, I don't either.
We have, like, Mountain Valley Water from Tennessee. Is such good water that they truck that water all over the country. Big trucks come into Utah from Tennessee that have that Mountain Valley Water, and then they filter it once it gets here, and it gets put into 4 and 5 gallon bottles,
mm-hmm.
and those bottles are delivered here to the house. Now, we also have a distiller in the house, and I use distilled water for cooking, but I avoid tap water like the plague.
What about alkaline versus acidic water? There are a lot of places that are now promoting and selling alkaline water.
I think that kind of goes overboard.
Gimmickly? Is that
gimmick. It's a gimmick. Now, your blood is slightly alkaline, and your body will do everything it possibly can, sacrifice whatever it has to sacrifice to keep that blood slightly alkaline. Your urine, of course, is very acidic. The lower part of the bowel is acidic. The upper part of the gut is alkaline. We have constant changes throughout the body as far as acid-alkaline balance is concerned. But somebody a few years ago came out and said, well, everything should be alkaline, which is utter nonsense. It's said by people who never took a class in microbiology. So it's another fad. It'll leave before too long.
All right.
Now, and you put alkaline water into an acid-based stomach, and what's going to happen? The water's going to become acidified.
Okay, so the acid is more powerful than the alkalinity.
As far as the stomach is concerned, yes.
Yep, okay. Talking up next, a focus on fear and what that's all about. What does fear do to your health? A good focus. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. This is Jack's Hour on Good Day Health. Here's a way for you, those of you who are going to do a lot of traveling this summer. A lot of people want to go out and rent one of those RVs, buy an Airstream, whatever it is, going here and there. Or if you're traveling, you're staying in hotels. Maybe as a result, Jack, I don't know if you saw this survey or not, how dirty pillows are. Sheets, pillows, pillowcases in hotels. So bring your own pillow so you can get the rest that you're taking the vacation for in the first place. Nothing worse than getting in a hotel and wondering, ooh, this pillow, I wonder how many people have slept on this and what kind of bugs are crawling around in there. No, don't have to do that. Go to MyPillow.com. Maybe you've got MyPillows at your house already. Maybe you don't have enough. This is a good time for you to buy MyPillows and take them with you for all the members of your family when you go on your road trip this summer. Go to MyPillow.com, the radio listener special page. You'll find for example, the Giza Elegant MyPillow. Normally $59.97, you buy one at that price with a promo code DJV, and you'll get another one free. The BOGO deal on pillows, you can wash and dry, keep them special, keep them clean. So you don't have to worry about whatever you're going to pick up at the hotel or the Airbnb. Don't worry. Go to MyPillow.com. These are all made in America, remember. Wash them and dry them. Keep them clean. Buy one now and get one free. MyPillow.com. Discount code DJV.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. Hyperthermic intraperitoneal chemotherapy, HIPEC for short, is a unique procedure used to treat stage 4 cancers that have spread inside the abdominal cavity. Following surgery to remove the cancer, the abdominal cavity is bathed with hot chemotherapy to kill any microscopic cancer cells that might have remained.
The procedure has been around since the 1980s, but really hasn't gained favor until recently, as we are starting to see more benefits with it than we did in the past.
And less complications. Dr. Sanjay Bagaria explains how it works.
We're able to give a very high dose of chemotherapy that can kill cancer cells, but we only leave it inside the abdomen for about 90 minutes.
Dr. Bagaria says the short time frame limits how much chemotherapy is actually absorbed into the body, which also limits potential side effects. While it's not without risk, procedure is giving time and hope to some patients. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Off and unavailable on leases. See dealer for details.
Good Day Health, Doug Steffen with Dr. Jack Stockwell. So you have a new podcast this week, podcast number 199. They're all listed in order at the website ForbiddenDoctor.com, so you can go back and research and get information from Jack and Mary on any number of things. So this is a focus on parasites, whether or not we should be concerned. And I got to tell you, I heard a gentleman on a PBS show the other night, perhaps the best known, I don't know whether he would be a biologist. It wasn't just biology, it was bug biology. He's the foremost expert in viral transmission of bacteria and viruses. And he says that we are living on this planet as guests of the bacteria and the viruses. And that these viruses, like, you know, everybody's making such a big deal out of the Chinese virus, but it's one of millions of viruses that are floating around. And the reason they float around is because they originate in animals. The animals have hosts for the viruses and the bacteria. The Chinese plucked this particular virus out, brought it into, they do research on these things all the time, and they're looking for the one that's nastiest so they can enhance it. So they pluck this virus out, they enhance it, and then it spreads. But it starts in animals, and then they do their thing with it in the laboratory. But the virus is transmitted back and forth. People who eat meat and poultry, especially when you eat the meat that has this virus in it, the meat comes off the bone. The rendering company grinds up the bone and sells it back to people who use. If you ever look at dog food or food for cows or horses, the cheap stuff always says on the label bone meal or bone marrow included. And if that's the case, you're getting the remainder of whatever had been virally infecting the animal before it became a rendered piece of whatever. So it goes, you feed that stuff to the chickens, we take the meat off the chickens, we grind up their bones, we feed it to the cows. Cows, we grind up their bones and feed it to the chickens. It goes around and around and around. So I want to get Jack's take on that as we continue here on this week's Good Day Health.
Hi, Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FRONTSIGHT.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Frontsight, America's gun training destination.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Back now to this focus. So you understand what I was saying, Jack, talking about the life, the everlasting bacteria and viruses, but the focus mostly because of the Chinese virus that we now are suffering with. It's a product of millions and billions of years of viruses growing on this planet, and the animals eat it, it's there, and they get it into their system, and when we eat their meat, it's there, and you grind up their bones and feed it to other animals, and they get it, and just it's a constant. It just never goes away.
And remember, that's where the mad cow came from when they started feeding animal products to cattle.
Right.
Cattle are herbivores. I mean, they have no business eating anything but what their digestive systems. But you're right when you talk about humans being guests upon this planet, that we consider ourselves the top of the food pyramid.
No.
Because we are under constant attack of these unseen microbes. That as long as you have a good, powerful digestive system, it's going to pretty well break down anything that comes in through the diet.
Right.
The problem with viral or bacterial infected meats and foods is usually from somebody who has very weak stomach acid. Mm-hmm. And that stuff will get in past the gates.
Do we get weak stomach acid to begin with? It all is dietary from the beginning. You're the GAPS guy.
The body is designed to digest what it's given, as long as what it's given came from Mother Nature. Mm-hmm. When you start feeding the body all kinds of things that Mother Nature didn't make,
it's not really
correct to say the body gets confused, but it has a hard time sending things down the proper digestive pathways. In other words, if you ate a salad that had nothing in it but salad material, there was no real animal protein present, you know, either fish or chicken or whatever, it's going to go one digestive pathway requiring a certain kind of acid concentration and digestive enzyme concentration. If you were to sit down and eat a steak, that's going to go a totally different digestive pathway. But when you sit down and you eat something that is loaded with bad oils or something that has breakfast cereal always comes to mind because Mother Nature did not make breakfast cereal. Mother Nature did not make French fries fried in super bad oils. Mother Nature did not make white bread. bread, and when we have diets...
Well, no chocolate? Mother Nature didn't make chocolate either?
Mother Nature did make cocoa. That's true. Okay. Cacao. Yeah. And then we take that, and dark chocolate, we know, actually is rather helpful for the body.
Nah,
however, when you load the body up with things that Mother Nature didn't make, it has a way of backing up and congesting the system.
Mm-hmm.
Because it can't be properly digested, so we start having severe constipation with bouts of diarrhea in between long periods of constipation. We have skin problems because the body is trying to get those toxins out through the gut, and it won't go because it's immobile, so it goes out through the skin. So we end up with psoriasis, so we end up with rashes, we end up with all kinds of allergic problems on the skin. We start losing our hair. We lose our nails. We start losing that lust or the glow of life that covers our faces, where we start looking pale and pasty as all these things begin to build up inside of us. And that is seems to be standard regardless of where we live in the country if you're eating mostly out of a box, a bag, or a can.
Well, but the thing, part of the underscore here is that there are so many of these viruses. We talk about new flu strain. This is just a strain of the flu. That's all it is.
It's another coronavirus. It's
very strong.
And they come and go. They last about 2 years.
Well, but this one was created in a laboratory by scientists to do harm. In its original form, it doesn't do us any good, but it's far more harmful now because of the Chinese working on it in the laboratory, and that's the difference with all that.
But look at the latest
statistics. I'll
talk
about bacteria in a second. Hold on.
Right.
We're coming up to the bottom of the hour, another half hour with Dr. Jack Stockwell here on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen.
I'm Andy Solomon. Innovation and creativity collide as PlayStation reveals new details about its latest video game system, PlayStation 5. PlayStation's Sid Schumann has more.
PlayStation 5 is bringing rich and diverse gaming experiences for fans to look forward to this holiday. We announced more than 24 new PlayStation 5 games, including PlayStation exclusives like Marvel's Spider-Man, Miles Morales, where players can experience the rise of this important character. And one of the best-selling games of all time, Grand Theft Auto 5, is coming to PlayStation 5 with new enhancements.
Tell us about the PlayStation 5 hardware.
PlayStation 5 will come in a beautiful, stunning design with a bold look that's truly eye-catching. It will load games incredibly fast, and combined with advanced 3D audio and the new DualSense wireless controller that provides haptic feedback, PlayStation 5 will captivate your senses and bring you even deeper into these extraordinary game worlds than ever before.
For more information, visit PlayStation.com.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit HatcherFoundation.org for more information.
Have you ever found yourself asking, where has all the common sense gone? Hey, I'm Mock.
And I'm Daisy.
And every week we'll be answering the questions that you've been too scared to ask. If you feel like your kids are speaking a totally different language, or you just missed the simpler days before political correctness, this is the show for you. We're having fun with the news because life's way too short to take it too seriously. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Mock and Daisy Common Sense cast on your favorite podcast app.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns. The investigation into a possible hate crime at a NASCAR event in Alabama is complete. USA's Tim Berg with the findings.
The FBI and Justice Department have announced they found no federal crime was committed after a noose was found in the stall of NASCAR driver Bubba Wallace at Talladega Super Speedway in Alabama. The FBI statement saying the FBI has completed their investigation at Talladega Super Speedway and determined that Bubba Wallace was not the target of a hate crime. They're also saying that the garage door pull rope fashioned like a noose had been in that specific stall since 2019.
Pubs, restaurants, hotels, and hairdressers in England can open next month. That's when social distancing rules will be eased. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said people should maintain their distance, though, when possible. The government's chief medical advisor said the easing of rules represented a reasonable balance of risk. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
A survey finds single men's choice in pets can affect their dating life. USA's Chris Barnes has the story.
I got cat class and I got cat style.
You might have cat style, but Colorado State University researchers say their new study suggests that women are not very interested in dating guys with cats. They showed hundreds of women photos of two men. One photo would be of a man with a cat in the picture, the other of a different man with no pet in the picture. 38% of the women said they were likely to date the man that didn't come with the cat. 33% of women were likely to go out with the guy after seeing his picture, including the furry friend. But the authors say that the conclusion is American culture sees cat men as less masculine. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Big box retailer Walmart says the Mississippi state flag will not be displayed, quote, in its current form. The current form includes the Confederate emblem. A company spokesman told The Hill while the issue of the flag's design continues to be discussed, they decided to remove the flag from their stores. Mississippi is the only state flag in the country with the Confederate emblem. Calls for changes to the flag come as protests against racial inequality continues. You can find news on demand anytime at our website. It's usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
For the next half hour, Dr. Jack Stockwell here on Good Day Health, a weekly feature that is produced on lots of, well, for a lot of great radio stations around the country that carries some of the other programs that I do. This is a service. It's all about you and your health and different ideas to think about as to how you take care of yourself. I don't offer these any of this stuff as cures, but it's information. You're responsible for your body. I'm not. Jack's not. Ken's not. You are. But you take the information, like this story, this discussion about viruses and how they're all around us. This is not just, it didn't just start yesterday, folks. These viruses have been on the planet far longer than we have. And is the same true of bacteria? I think a lot of times people confuse, Jack, bacteria and viruses. And maybe we ought to explain the difference. Viruses are not good in your gut. You want to have the right bacteria, healthy bacteria, in your gut. But is there a relationship between viruses and bacteria?
Well, it's a community that we live in. Mm-hmm. Now, viruses are not alive. And still, there's still some bait out there, debate going on whether they're an animal or whether they're a plant. Mm-hmm. But they have no respiratory system, no digestive system, no reproductive system, no motility. They don't move. They have to be moved. They have no independent movement whatsoever.
So then how did they mutate if they don't have the ability to have offspring, per se?
The theory is that through something called a retrovirus action, and keeping it as simple as possible, a piece, a, viral element doesn't have any DNA in it for the most part. It's just a little tiny shred of RNA. And RNA is the messenger of DNA. RNA can't build anything. RNA just brings a message from the DNA, which is the blueprint of a cell. Mm-hmm. So the theory is that this little tiny viral element ends up inside the cell and carrying that message from some other DNA source affects the DNA of the cell it just came into and changes that cell into a factory to produce more of those viral elements. Now, to this day, that has not been absolutely proven to be fact. It's what it looks like what happens. But there are other theories as to what's going on here. But a bacteria... A bacteria, of course, is separate. It does have a digestive system, a respiratory system. It does move, and it does reproduce.
How do you can't even see these things? How do they have respiratory systems?
Well, you know, when Van Leeuwenhoek, I think it was, I can't remember if it was the late 1500s or early 1600s in Holland, invented the microscope.
Mm-hmm.
And he began to see, he pond water and other kinds of things. He would do samples under his rather rudimentary microscope. And he saw all these little tiny things moving around in the water sample that he'd put under in his viewing area of the scope. He called them animalcules because they seemed to be like animals. And he would draw all pictures of these things until he had literally hundreds of these different kinds of little tiny animalcules.
Wow.
And then from then on, microscopes went through more and more evolutionary development until we, you know, ended up with the electron microscope almost 100 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And as they got more and more more and more powerful in their observation ability, they could see smaller and smaller and smaller things. Well, you cannot see a virus on through a microscope. You have to look through an electron microscope because they can average anywhere from 100 to 1,000 times
smaller.
So they're smaller
virus molecules are smaller than bacterial molecules.
By a huge factor, yes.
Wow, that's interesting. All right, let's talk about this podcast that you have this week. The focus, it kind of is an outshoot of what we're just talking about here, parasites and stuff in the body, understanding what the science of this is.
Well, we live in a community. We live in a community of living things, the majority of which we can't see.
That's why I said the bacteria and virus let us live here at their pleasure.
Yes, and there are good elements of both, and there's bad elements of both, and the idea is that through a proper Mother Nature-oriented diet...
You mean there are Republican...
Yes.
Democratic.
You have blue and red bugs inside of you.
Yeah, right, okay.
Yeah, and a few independents running around.
I hope so.
But the important thing is that we keep these things in balance. We want them in our lungs in balance. They're in our heart. They're in our brain. They're in our blood supply. They're in all the organs. And most of these things are very good and very helpful, and they produce things for us. They produce the B vitamins in our gut. They produce neurotransmitters. They produce immune factors because they, on the consciousness level that they exist, want to survive every bit as much as we do. We know that bacteria want to survive because when you look at them under a microscope in a living media, they try to get away from anything that would attack them or hurt them.
Really?
They actually literally try to flee. So that level of consciousness, whatever that is, lives inside of us. Our consciousness allows them to live there because in a true symbiotic relationship, we provide warmth and moisture in food. They
comfort
provide,
for the enemy.
Yeah. No, that's it. You know, sleeping with the enemy kind of thing. But most of them aren't the enemy. Most of them are our friends, and they keep the enemy portion at bay.
The diseases are the enemy.
Yes. Yeah, because you get an overgrowth of the wrong kind of bacteria. Why does that happen? Well, environmental factors.
Is that a yeast?
Poisoning in the food, poisoning in the air, poisoning in the water. For example, when you and I were children, the percentage of kids who had chronic diseases was 1.2%. Today, the percentage of kids with chronic diseases is 52%.
Amazing. It really is.
What has happened?
Food. It's all food-based stuff. It really is. So air is something that, that's a startling.
Yeah. 1.2% to 52% in 6-7
years. So where are we going with all of this? Where are we going? We talked about ADHD, I think, last week, and other things that and that seem to be created by what we're eating, what's in the air, what we're doing to ourselves, and all the Monsanto stuff.
Oh, that, and see, and yeah. you with a capital M right there with Monsanto and other companies that make the stuff that poison the earth in order to get a better line of a product that has been so hybridized it's hardly nutritious to our bodies
anymore. It's only temporary. This is not
yes.
This is temporary stuff.
And we're
the
getting
soil
to
is,
a point
is,
where we have poisoned the very planet upon which we're living, to where the air that we're breathing that's bringing stuff over here from China, it's landing in our water. And it's not just us. I mean, we think that the Chinese are lying all the time, and we think the Russians are lying all the time.
Well,
you don't think we don't? You don't,
yeah.
you don't think our government, our defense systems,
yeah.
our major industries aren't lying to us as well?
Yeah.
So it comes down, as you have said so many times, to a level of individual responsibility where you have to quit surrendering and your responsibility for your life and your loved ones to an authority. You have to take care of yourself and study and learn and research. Because I'll tell you, the Internet is an absolute collection of incredible... Well, it's that on one hand.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, an incredible source of information that is beneficial to us all.
All right, so here's the site I want you to go to, powerswabs.com, speaking of the Internet. You want that bright white smile that you used to have, but you've been drinking too much coffee or tea, maybe red wine. Power Swabs offers you the opportunity, and right now with the DJV connection, it's about half what it normally would cost. This whitening introductory kit, if you will, from Power Swabs, normally sells for $99.85. We give you 40% off plus another $10 off using the DJV code, so you can have Power Swabs. This is a, and they have a 30-day hassle-free money-back guarantee, so it's guaranteed to work or your money back. So douse it on your teeth, the little Q-tip when you open up the little, it's a little tube. You open, snap it, and put it on your teeth. 5 minutes later, you'll see them getting whiter and whiter, and you repeat that process every 5 or 6 days for 5 or 6 months. You'll have enough product to do that, and the stains will be gone. I want details, lots of information on their website, powerswabs.com, and make sure when you order, you use the DJV code, so you get the 40% off and $10 and then free shipping, all of that. Process the order now by going to powerswabs.com. Have healthier, more beautiful, whiter teeth, no stains, thanks to Power Swabs at powerswabs.com. The code is DJV10.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. Hyperthermic intraperitoneal chemotherapy, HIPEC for short, is a unique procedure used to treat stage 4 cancers that have spread inside the abdominal cavity. Following surgery to remove the cancer, the abdominal cavity is bathed with high chemotherapy to kill any microscopic cancer cells that might have remained.
The procedure has been around since the 1980s, but really hasn't gained favor until recently, as we are starting to see more benefits with it than we did in the past.
And less complications. Dr. Sanjay Bagaria explains how it works.
So we're able to give a very high dose of chemotherapy that can kill cancer cells, but we only leave it inside the abdomen for about 90 minutes.
Dr. Bagaria says the short time frame limits how much chemotherapy is actually absorbed into the body, which also limits potential side effects. While it's not without risk, procedure is giving time and hope to some patients. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Rembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Off and on available on leases. See dealer for details.
Back to Dr. Jack Stockwell here. One of the things that I tout and we are proud of is the not just one conversation.
Yeah.
It's hundreds of conversations, and that's represented by Jack and the podcast that he has at ForbiddenDoctor.com, and also our commitment to give you the best of what happens in our conversations here at Good Day Health. So if you want to get the most recent one, there's a focus Jack has that we just posted a few days ago on lifestyle adjustments and what you can do. Jack talks in detail about how you live longer and healthier, you prevent dementia by how you live your life. And I say that specifically because Jack is a Nooka chiropractor. I think that helps lengthen your life, and we talk about that on this podcast. Acupressure, acupuncture, all of that stuff. So you want to get the key from Jack's perspective as to preventing dementia. You'll want to listen to the most recent Good Day Health podcast with Jack. Jack Stockwell, GoodDayHealthShow.com. All right, so let's get to I think there's another part of the story with bacteria, or did we manage? I had one other thing I wanted to talk to you about. Are we finished with the bacteria and the virus?
I think so. I think okay. So. There's a night and day difference between the two, and I think we pretty well explained it.
Yeah. Okay. So now I want to get to ear cleaning and how people properly clean their ears. I saw this is another one of these great opportunities for learning that you get if you can stand listening to some of the crap on these pyramid scheme infomercials that you know there's a you know you're hooked at the beginning. Do you want cleaner ears? Yes. Here's how you get, and they go on for like 40 minutes giving you the pitch. Hello, and there's no place you can go to click and say I want to order it now. One of the companies that I've seen, or one of the products, this is not an ad for them, but I just saw it, and I wanted to seek from you your input on cleaning one's ears. Is it true that if you let wax build up in your ears, it can bleed through into other parts of your brain and literally plug things up? Is there that kind of, because we all know the eustachian tube, we know that through the, we hear through our eustachian tubes, and that goes to the, that signals the brain, but what is there another connection?
Well, the eustachian tube balances the air pressure inside the air. It's, you know, it's a tube that goes into the back, in the far back area of your nose.
Yeah.
It goes into the middle ear area behind the drum to equalize pressure. That's anytime you're going in altitude, up or down, or things
right,
like that.
Right, pops.
Yeah, that
is that the wax that's popping?
No. That's no, just an air pressure affecting the pressure against the tissue itself. Maybe the drum to some extent. But wax is something that is normally produced by the body to protect the drum and the inner ear mechanisms from bug invasions, dust and dirt. So it gets
it's
trapped in the wax.
It's getting the hotels now, yeah.
Yes,
right.
And it's designed to move outward. It's tipped out
does
downward.
It?
It's designed to move out as long as you're regularly cleaning your ears. As
but
I
do you
stand
use
in,
Q-tips? What do you clean your ears?
I will use a Q-tip, but not in too far. I will use a Q-tip just to get the water out of there from using a little spray jet to wash my ears out when I take a shower.
All
that's
right.
All.
I think you've got to be careful about what
you've got to be very careful with this because you can introduce infectious material by scratching the ear, and then you can end up with an earache you wish you didn't have.
Right. All right, so there it is. Another helpful hint. All kinds of hints every week. That's part of the reason you listen to this program. Check out all of the various things, the symptom survey, the products that Jack and Mary have put together, Ageless Thyroid, the Long Life Energy Enzymes, at ForbiddenDoctor.com. This is Good Day Health.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, a heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Time now for us to spend more time, wow, with Dr. Jack Stockwell. He's got Jack Stockwell. How's that? Pretty good, huh? You like my enunciation? Jack Stockwell.
I feel more important now.
It was brought to you by the folks at Calitrin. We'll tell you how you can lose weight the natural way if you haven't gotten this message after all these years. I'll underscore it for you in a little bit. After we talk about nature's antivirals, I got into a whale of, I don't know whether it was an argument. I posted something along the lines of, from your playbook, about how 99% of the people who get the virus, if they have a strong immune system, they get over it. Well, everybody wanted to pick apart the numbers and how many did this. And I mean, I don't usually post that stuff on Facebook for that very reason, because it becomes an obscenity-filled,
sure,
you know, nonsensical.
Oh, yeah.
But I happened to, because I was thinking of you actually when I saw it. So anyway, there is a list of antiviral agents you would like to go through with us to help folks build up their immune system. So let's go through that list, shall we?
Well, real quick, whole food vitamin C kind of leads the list. Just,
listen, everybody, I wish we could find something from Standard Process that could eliminate the allergies. Every person on my staff, no matter whether they're on the air every day or on the air once a week, they have the same. You've got it, I've got it, Victoria's got it, Jennifer's got it. Guests have it. It's a pain in the you-know-what.
You know, every time that wind blows in the West Desert dust, everybody on the Wasatch Front here in Salt Lake starts sneezing for a day or two.
Anyway,
whole food vitamin C. We know that vitamin C is very effective against influenza. There's plenty of studies on the subject. Zinc. Hold on a second.
Vitamin C is also good for diarrhea if you take too much of it. I've noticed. Not to get too personal, but I think vitamin C is the most fabulous of all the vitamins. but I do know. Is it the ascorbic acid? What makes you have diarrhea? If you're taking vitamin C, it's at one.
Well,
point.
It's if you're using the ascorbic acid based one, your body wants to get rid of that as fast as possible, because it's an unnatural imbalance. Most the vitamin C you would get from, say, a fresh lime or fresh lemon or fresh orange, tree ripened, has very little ascorbic acid in it. But that's the part of vitamin C that can be synthesized in the laboratory. And so the FDA came out and said, well, all right, we'll call that vitamin C, when it's actually just a part of it. It's like taking the steering wheel from a car and saying, well, that's the car.
There's the car. Got it.
Right. Okay. And so your body wants to get rid of it really fast, and it'll use any means it can to get rid of it. But in the meantime,
good to know,
it's effective against the flu. Zinc, multiple studies, very important for aspects of the immune system. There's over 300 enzymes in the body we know of that are initiated by zinc.
Can you overdo zinc like you can vitamin C?
If you get the zinc from a food source, no. Anytime you get minerals and vitamins from a food source, if your body doesn't need it, it'll get rid of it right away.
What foods are heavy on zinc?
Oh, nuts. Raw nuts are very good for zinc.
Yeah.
Seafood is good for zinc. Mm-hmm. As well as, most animal sources, but plant sources, raw nuts.
Right.
Echinacea is another very good one. It helps immune cells communicate with one another.
What is that? What is echinacea?
It's an herb.
I take it all the time.
Yeah, it's an herb. Herb, and it's been known for a long time as a preventative, for one thing, because it just keeps the immune system on alert. A lot of people, due to their diets, the immune system will get a little sluggish. There's licorice, of course, that's very good for bronchitis and clearing out the lungs. And then, of course, garlic, the old standby. Very powerful antiseptic for almost anything that can bother the body.
Right. All right, and if you're a follower of Jack's, you go to ForbiddenDoctor.com. You know, you can take the symptom survey there. All of these, if they come up in the review of what you need, they're all available from Standard Process, and you can find that through flushing your way through ForbiddenDoctor.com, which is Jack's website. Jack Stockwell here, as I said, brought to us by the folks at Calitrin. Now is the time. It's always the time to lose weight. It really is. Keeping yourself in shape, that might be one of the third rails here in keeping yourself healthy and strong. Have the correct body weight. That's what you want to have. And a lot of people have gone through this last 3 or 4 months and eaten and eaten and eaten. So they're looking for ways to ditch that fat. And this is the way to do it. Go to toploss.com, the website, for world-famous Calitrin weight loss formula. It's stimulant-free, drug-free, made of all natural ingredients. That's why I love it, support it, promote it. Go to toploss.com, use the DJB code. Don't have to pay for shipping, and you get the BOGO deal. Buy three and get three free. It is a six-month process, so get on it. Now, lose the weight, keep it off. Top Loss.
Attention, gardeners. If you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.